You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, I have got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so good today. I love this time of year when the fall hits. It's just awesome for me.
It is. It's beautiful out there. I mean, I don't love the cold because I feel like it was just all of a sudden.
Yeah,
cold.
It came fast, yeah.
A week from today, I was wearing shorts. And today, I want a big coat and scarf and gloves.
All that.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden. Well, with the cooler temperatures comes a really, really exciting time of year for a lot of people in our community.
You know, the hunting season is upon us, and I really get excited about that. But I want everyone to be careful while they're out there. Make sure that you're not carrying loaded guns in your car or your truck. Make sure you're being safe with your UTVs and ATVs. And make sure that it's a good, memorable experience, not a tragedy while
right.
you're out hunting.
So. I mean, a really good time could turn terrible really fast.
Very fast. And you know, it's just not worth it to bag the big buck and hurt somebody else in the process.
Right.
So, you know, make sure of your basic safety rules. Know your backstop and what's beyond, and make sure you're safe in everything you do when you're handling firearms.
And also be prepared when you're out there, because you could be hiking up during the day and it is hot and the sun is beating down on you. When that sun goes down, it is freezing. It got below freezing at my house for the last two nights.
You know, and the weather changes fast. In northern Utah, they had hikers stranded up in Little Cottonwood Canyon that were in snow up to their knees out of this storm. So it does. It changes fast. And, you know, if you have your camp trailer set up on the mountain and the snow blows in like that, don't panic. It'll be okay. That snow will melt out and you can get it out later. Don't try to pull it out during the storm.
Right. Just stick it out for a little bit. That's the joy of living here is it snowed and now it's sunny and it's melting. So don't worry. It'll be fine. And now also on the same note of being safe and just bringing awareness, you guys have something going on at the high school.
You know, it's going to be a fun day today at the high school. Local law enforcement's going to be up there. The high patrol's brought down the seatbelt convincer. They're going to be running kids through that. We're going to do a course for the distracted driving course, which is kind of fun. It gives the kids an opportunity to text and drive in a safe environment, but to show how distracted they are and how bad they drive when they're distracted. So it's going to be a fun day. So we'll be up to the high school all day today.
Yeah, it's definitely something that, I mean, you can say over and over, tell your blue in the face, don't text and drive. You are distracted. You are not driving 100%. But to actually have them do it in a controlled environment so that they can really see the idea, especially with teenagers, it's something that they have to see and do themselves before they learn.
Before they learn. You know, and I've told my kid that we're 7 minutes from the school to the house. If you get a text in that 7 minutes, it'll wait. It'll be okay. You can go ahead and
seven
answer
minutes.
That right when you get home, you know. And I think in etiquette, people think they need to respond immediately or someone will get their feelings hurt, but it's just not worth the risk.
Right. And if that person does truly care, they're going to understand when you say, sorry, I was driving.
Yeah, I was driving. I had to either pull over or I had to get to where I was getting to and then answer back. And that's another thing. If it's something urgent that you feel like you need to respond, pull over in a safe
right.
area, get well off the road and respond to your text and then move on.
Yep, exactly. Well, Sheriff, I know that we're still in September, but it's almost over. October is right around the corner, and there are going to be some excited kids all over the place. The fall, I don't know. Is it the leaves falling down that get them excited? Is it the fact that trick-or-treating is coming up? I don't know. They go a little crazy this time of year.
You know, if you look at the sky in the fall, I think the sky's the prettiest in the fall. It changes colors. It kind of lightens up a little bit. And it's just beautiful. And you know, it's an exciting time for the sheriff's office. We're getting ready for Halloween. You know, that's a big day for us. We'll be out on our little rhinos out interacting with the public and the kids during Halloween. And then you're in the holiday season. That's just a good time for everybody.
So. It is. We're kicking off the fun time of the year.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
No, just want to thank everybody for the great community we do live in. You know, with the controversy you see today nationwide, we don't have that here in Carbon County. Our law enforcement is greatly appreciated, and our community bands together at times when it's needed, and we really live in a beautiful place here.
We absolutely do. And the community, all law enforcement, everyone, all first responders, there's just an overall appreciation across the board.
Yep, it's great. And, you know, at times of need, like last year when we were hit with floods this time of year, our community rallied around and took care of that like it was nobody's business. And we really didn't have to ask for any outside help.
Right.
So pretty awesome.
Well, make sure that you tune in every single week. We have got Sheriff Jeff Wood in the studios giving us a Castle Country Focus interview, updating us on what is happening in the community. And on those off days when he's not here, you can always check out their Facebook page. Stay updated on that as well. Carbon County Sheriff on Facebook. Well, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Keep your dials right here.